Yo, America. Tired of the same old fizz? Say hello to Sensi Pop, the soda that slaps harder than a summer storm. Every can's loaded with 20 milligrams of naturally occurring THC, delivering a buzz that's smoother than a back road cruise and bolder than a dive bar jukebox. This ain't your grandpa's soda pop. This is Sensi Pop, the American classic remixed for the modern vibe. From cornfields to concrete, Sensi Pop's got that spark to light up your night. Crack it, sip it, feel the pop. Sensi Pop, get ready to feel the fizz. Explore your vibes at AmericanHempHub.com.
Yeah, put down the jujus. AmericanHempHub.com, our newest sponsor here on the program. So for the past decade, the so-called right wing of American politics, do you still believe in that construct? We got a right wing and we got a left wing. We got Republicans fighting against Democrats. Conservatives are really going at it against these liberals. But that system, that fake system, has been dominated for the past decade by the MAGA movement, by the promises made by Donald Trump and his closest associates that he was going to make America great again. You know, this is a country that was forged out of a vast, untamed wilderness that was inhabited only by savages with no written language. But our people tamed it. Our people conquered that North American continent, expanded American territory from sea to shining sea, built on that land, this land, the most successful, most advanced civilization in all of human history. And as we all benefited from that, as we all lived in comfort and enjoyed our lives, it was slowly being stolen from us, not just from us, but from those who came before us as well, because the subjugation and loss of our own country has been playing out for a very long time, and now it's worse than ever before. When we talk about this country's political system, let me be clear. Absolutely nothing revolves around America or the American people. This country's government is dominated by pedophiles and subversive traitors who are not loyal to America, but instead are loyal to Israel. I've said it 6 million times. MAGA, Make America Great Again, has turned into MEGA, Make Israel Great Again. We just talked about this with J.J. Carroll. We were promised a border wall. We were promised mass deportation flights. We were promised transparency. And that the various subversives in our government, this is the best one, that they would be marched out of Washington, D.C. in orange jumpsuits and put on trial. Finally, we would see extreme accountability. Perhaps they would even be put on trial for their lives. We were told that the Trump administration was going to drain the swamp. Instead, the Trump administration has refilled the swamp all the way to the top. All of that was fake. It was all a lie. And now the mask is off. Anyone who's paying attention can see clearly that Donald Trump and whatever the hell this MAGA movement even is anymore, it's not working for America, but instead it's working in service of Israel. And no, it's not just Donald Trump. It's not just the White House or the Oval Office. It's the entire United States government and all of its bureaucracies. Which in actuality shouldn't even be called the U.S. government. It should be called the colonial Israeli government in America. Just last week, as we just talked about, members of Congress, our so-called elected representatives, were on the ground in Israel meeting with Benjamin Netanyahu, getting their marching orders. They were being told exactly what to do legislatively when they got back to America to make this country work, not for you, not for the American people, not for us, but for the Jew. And let's be real about this. They weren't just getting their newest set of marching orders. They were being compromised. Yeah, AIPAC paid for that trip. So you better believe it that while those members of Congress were hanging out in Israel, some little Jew man was scrounging up a bunch of dirt on these people, putting it in a file for safekeeping somewhere on Rothschild Boulevard in Tel Aviv. Don't just take it from me. Take it from someone who's actually been there, like Matt Gaetz. Just recently, Matt Gaetz told the story of an AIPAC delegation to Israel that he actually attended. Well, during that trip, he went back to his hotel room and found some little Jew digging around in his stuff. Watch.
I went on that AIPAC trip. I went on subsequent trips, and there is an actual downward pressure from the leadership and even the committee chairs. Like if you're on the Foreign Affairs Committee, if you're on the Armed Services Committee, if you're on the Intelligence Committee, there's like an expectation that you go there in some sort of like congressional hodge. And I remember being at the, I'll never go back. I was at the King David Hotel. And I roll back to my room unexpectedly when the rest of the group was still on some planned activity. And there's some dude in my room. I'm like, hey, man, what are you doing here? And he acted like he was associated with the hotel and taking an inventory, but had no clipboard. And so, yeah, there's a lot of reasons why they want members of Congress over there. And it is ideologically to steep them in this notion that the protection of Israel is of great import to people in America, but it's really not that important to voters. And that is becoming more clear on the right and left.
Yeah, obviously, you know, that's just the tip of the iceberg. Snooping through hotel rooms, that's the least of our worries when it comes to these strange people. These are the type of parasites who have politicians on tape raping kids. The type of people who linked politicians up with Jewish perverts like Jeffrey Epstein and gave them a VIP pass to fly all around the world on the Lolita Express. To and from Epstein Island, to and from Epstein's ranch, his townhouse in New York, all over the place, to gain access to trafficked minors. These are the type of people who, once they sink their hooks into you, it could be impossible to get them out. So much so that, as Thomas Massie told us not too long ago, when members of Congress are about to vote on a bill, they call their AIPAC guy. They ask him what to do. They ask the little Jew man in the corner. That wasn't hyperbolic or some kind of an exaggeration on his part. A lot of people said that it was. The Stu Peters Network actually confirmed that with Glenn Ivey. I sent Frankie Stocks to Washington, D.C. to jump out on these Congress people because they won't answer us. They won't come on this program. But Glenn Ivey, this congressman from Maryland, straight up admitted on video that in the United States Capitol, he calls his AIPAC guy before he makes a vote. Watch.
What I'm getting at here is there have been reports, since Congressman Massie has come out and said that members of Congress actually have an AIPAC handle and that there's someone that they would call in and check with before they vote on something and say, hey, I gotta talk to my AIPAC guy about this. Is that, can you...
Well, I'll defer to him on that.
Okay. So you don't have an AIPAC guy? Do you have an AIPAC guy?
I know many AIPAC people.
Okay. Are there any of them that you call before you cast a vote?
Sometimes, depending on what it is. If they have expertise on the topic, I might.
Yes, sir.
Unbelievable. That guy just straight up admitted on tape, with an iPhone in his face or a GoPro, whatever it was that Frankie was carrying there, he admitted that before he votes on American legislation, he phones the little Jew man. He calls some representative from Israel, a foreign fake country, so he can be told what to do, so he can be told to vote yes or no or present. These people are pathetic. And just like you saw right there in the previous video as well, it's not just the Republicans, it's not just the Democrats. That's fake. It's both parties. They're both controlled by the same Jew. When people talk about the uniparty duopoly or the uniparty in general, what they're really referring to is the fact that every single member of Congress is controlled by the Jew. The Jews are the uniparty. Jeff Berwick is a guy who has historically had a lot to say about all of this. He's very well versed in the problem that is presented to us by this fake, secular, homosexual nation state of Israel. I sat down with him for roughly an hour. The entirety of that interview can be viewed by our supporters at StuPeters.tv. But here's part of what he said.
The entire government itself is a fake institution. It's illusory. It's the meaning of the word government actually means mind control. It's a criminal mafia organization. So for people who think, well, they've kind of taken over our government. Well, the government is a mafia organization anyway, but people have been trained and trapped and indoctrinated their entire lives to believe it's something good. Like, there's a reason they're all in Congress, because they're all con men and con women. And what we're seeing now is just sort of the end stages of how democracy works, democracy, which is another illusory slavery type system to keep people enslaved. So even when those people are talking to their AIPAC handlers, what are they talking about? They're talking about, how are we going to steal money from people and where are we going to send that money? That shouldn't even exist in the first place. Even the founding fathers of the U.S., they didn't have any of this sort of stuff in mind. There was no taxation. There was no standing army. There was none of these things. So what you have in the U.S. today is nothing close to what the original ideas even were. And now it's very obvious. And of course, I've been talking about this. You've been talking about this. I said this about Trump since before he got in for the second time, which a lot of people seem to forget he was in for the first time, because they were like, oh, he's going to drain the swamp if we can just make him president. It's like, he was the president. He refilled the swamp. They said they're going, oh, they're going to release the Epstein files. And he had Kash Patel, which I spell with a C, because he's obviously making tens or hundreds of millions of dollars on this. Dan Bongino, which I don't even have to make up a funny name for, because they already has one. And Pam Blondie, and then people started pressuring them, and they put out, of course, the binder full of black ink that said, from the most transparent regime in history. And then when people pressured them again, they shut down the government. Mike Johnson said, okay, we're going to shut it down for the summer and we're all going to go back to our home districts. And they did. Almost everyone in Congress went to Israel. You see the AIPAC numbers of all these people who go there, and every single one of them is paid off by AIPAC. Donald Trump, of course, is number one. He's gotten over $200 million from Israel, so supporting sort of entities like Miriam Adelstein and all these sort of people. Then they go down, and some people make a million. Some of them only get like $20,000 or $40,000, but they still do whatever they're told. And Dan Bilzerian talked about that, about how he once gave a con man in Congress $100,000, and the guy was calling him every day asking him what he wanted him to do. So you can imagine when you give them millions or tens or hundreds of millions of dollars, what happens. But so they're all in Israel now, which, you know, you would think a lot of people would say this is kind of like treason, isn't it? When the entire government goes and is working for another country, and that country is basically a Rothschild country, which isn't even a real country. No countries are real. They're all made up sort of constructs, obviously. But Israel is the least real country on earth. It's basically a central bankster Jewish sort of enclave where they have all their pedophiles and all that kind of stuff. They basically just, everyone works for them. It's incredible. You would think people be like shouting about treason, but it's incredible what they've done. They've actually got people under such mind control that all the right side people are now supporting all this stuff. They're like, well, that's great that this other country controls everything. And now it's great that Donald Trump's actually charging massive tariffs on U.S. consumers. This does not get charged to anyone else in the world except for Americans. Hundreds of millions of dollars when the entire U.S. was started after the government brought in one tariff on the price of tea, and it was 2%, and everyone killed everyone in the government, which I suggest is not a bad idea. And now you have Donald Trump, and you remember all the right-wing sort of people, the Alex Jones types, and Alex Jones clearly paid off now as well, if not always. They're all cheering on martial law now, which is something that the right-wing side people were like, used to be all against, like, oh, if we get this government, they're going to bring in martial law. And now they're cheering it on. The mind control that they have people under is so incredible and so genius and so deep. And it goes through everything. It goes through the television programming. It goes through the algorithms. It goes through even the nanotech that they've got in everyone's body, which everyone doesn't even talk about and no one even knows about.
From the time that they're old enough to just hear words before they can comprehend or process them, before they're capable of any independent or critical thought, they grab a hold of that mind and they start programming it. That's what school is. It's programming and it's indoctrination. And if you think about it, if you start to independently or critically think, or if you start to question the official orthodox narrative from your teacher, you get disciplined for that very early on. You're isolated. You're confined to detention. You're in the principal's office. You have to eat lunch by yourself in solitary confinement, which then graduates, of course, when you go pay for more of that indoctrination in the post-secondary education system, where if you get out of line, you're run out of your school, you're, you know, cast as a hate-filled person. You can face charges at some of these universities. You could attract the attention of the Trump administration and be targeted for deportation or lose your natural citizenship in the United States. You could be jailed for these things in Florida or South Dakota, where so-called Republicans have made anti-Semitism illegal. And then when you get into the adult life, you've already been conditioned. In society, it's not acceptable to question the Jew. It's not acceptable. You can't even say the word Jew. Imagine, I mean, before October 7th, people having the conversations that we are now having in public, they would never dream of saying these things. They wouldn't say Jew. They wouldn't question Israel. They wouldn't talk about these things because that was just so controversial. And there was this stigma around, you know, people who mentioned any of this. But they've conditioned people to the point that, well, now if you step out of line publicly, if you do too much thinking, well, in school, what do? They slam you on some drugs like methylphenidate or Adderall or Ritalin to quiet you down. You're moving too much. You're thinking too much. You're out of line. You must have an attention deficit. That's a syndrome that we're going to diagnose you with so that we can put you on these drugs so that you'll just shut the fuck up. And then what happens when you get out of this post-secondary education, you go into the real world? Well, if you break the societal norms or go against the grain or push back against any of these narratives or push back against the state with the truth being the mortal enemy of the lie, by extension, the mortal enemy of the state, well, then we're going to confine you again. This time it's not eating in solitary confinement in the lunchroom or in the principal's office or being held over after detention, but it's in a 6x6 cell somewhere without due process. If you question your government's election process, for example, you'll be thrown in a gulag. You'll be prevented from seeing your family. You'll lose your marriage. You'll lose everything that you've had. You'll have no communication with your attorney. I mean, just violate the law over and over again. These people are above reproach. They're above criticism. They're above the law. They break the law every day, whether they're a Republican or a Democrat. These are the people that should be investigated and belong in jail, but they're not going to investigate themselves.
Yeah, it is a really tough situation. You just laid it out really well there about how people have been indoctrinated and put into all these things their entire lives. And, of course, taught about, the importance of government, how taxation is important to our society and civilization when it's actually just theft. How they have people under this mind control in so many ways their entire lives. It's a really tricky situation. Like, how do you get yourself out of this is like, there's no easy way. One simple step, though, is to realize all of this stuff is set up to basically attack you personally and to enslave you and to make you sick and poor and to eventually kill you or kill you immediately if they choose. And that we live under this basically slavery sort of system. And you can really start to move away from that, at least not support it, right? So people are still out there voting. That just basically continues on the system. They're still paying their taxation, their extortion. And of course, a lot of people will say, well, if I don't, I'll go to jail. And it's like, yeah, that's probably true. And that's what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to go through some tough times if you want to get out of slavery. But to stop using those things, there's actually a super really easy way, and that's to stop using their money. That's how they get most of their power. And that's the whole central banking system, which is set up by the Rothschilds, who set up Israel, which is the most evil country ever set up in the history of the world. Like, I can't believe all these people are going there and saying they support them when literally 5 miles from where they're all sitting is the worst genocide you've ever seen. There's little Palestinian kids blown up on the side of the road, dogs eating them and stuff. And they get their paycheck and they just say, well, I support this and that sort of a thing. But, you can't, there's no... don't have any trust or faith in the system. And I think that should be clear now. I've been saying this for 15 years. A lot of people couldn't get it. And then they tried to kill everyone. Donald Trump tried to kill everyone with Operation Warp Speed. They still didn't get it. And then they're like, well, we're going to vote him in. He's going to fix everything. And he got in and he just supports all this Israel stuff. And he's putting in Palantir to track everyone. And that's going to actually enslave and kill people even more. So it should be kind of clear at this point that the answer is not within the system. So do not participate in any way with the system. Don't vote. Don't pay taxes. Don't use their money. Don't use dollars. And I know it's not easy. I'm here in Mexico. I use Mexican pesos every now and then. I have to because some people down here won't take Monero. They don't know what it is and stuff like that. But I do try to educate them and tell them and try to, it's not easy to get out. Basically, everyone's under a massive enslavement and death cult system by a bunch of Moloch worshiping, child eating, child pedophiles right now. It's not going to be necessarily easy to get out from under it, but the answer is never in the system itself. And it's actually taking your power back. So like I said, don't participate in anything they're doing. Start trying to use real decent forms of money in your own area. And that, of course, could be things like Monero. It could be Bitcoin, but it's pretty tracked now and pretty controlled. It could even be things like JProof, stuff like that. And that will actually change a lot. But as long as people still have any sort of idea that the answer is within the system that enslaved them, they will never get out of it.
That conversation got extremely interesting when I asked Jeff some very pointed questions, and we got into some specific discussion about the intricate, detailed plan to get out of that system. The rest of that interview can be seen exclusively for our supporters over at StuPeters.tv. If you're not yet a supporter, make your way over there. $9 a month, $90 a year. I think that we're running a special right now. Of course, you have unrestricted, unfettered access to all of the documentaries like Watch the Water and Occupied. Of course, Old World Order. Get discounts on great things like the number one selling book, It's Really Fun to Be White on Amazon. Off the record segments and direct personal conversation with yours truly. We'll be back with more as we continue. Stick around. We'll be right back. I'm going to ask you for your undivided attention because I'm going to tell you about what could possibly be the most important life-saving supplement that I have ever talked about. It's called Cardio Miracle. Each serving of Cardio Miracle has a combination of over 50 high-quality ingredients, including a huge variety of fruits, vegetables, amino acids, and herbs, all of which come together to promote your body's ability to produce nitric oxide. Nitric oxide is so important for heart health. It helps to relax and dilate your blood vessels, which supports blood flow and circulation. And I love that you don't have to take this giant pill to get all of this nutrition. No, Cardio Miracle comes in a powder formula, so it's really easy to mix all day throughout the day into juice or water and take it at any time. That also helps to support mood regulation because it's a neurotransmitter. It's a neuromodulator in the brain. So it can support the release of serotonin and dopamine, both of which are really important and involved in mood regulation. Cardio Miracle also supports mental clarity, sleep quality, energy levels. It can even help with recovery after exercise. Nitric oxide is essential for so many functions in the body, and Cardio Miracle supports the production of nitric oxide, so you get many benefits from just one supplement. Please go to highpowerheart.com. Again, highpowerheart.com. I'm telling you, this could quite possibly be the most important supplement that I will ever talk about, Cardio Miracle. Go to highpowerheart.com.
The war on truth is heating up, and the Stu Peters Network is on the front lines. They're censoring your voice. They're silencing dissent. But we're not backing down. Join the Freedom Drive and take your support to the next level. When you subscribe to StuPeters.tv, you get exclusive, uncensored content, early access to documentaries they don't want you to see, direct access to the movement, and you help fund the fight against globalist tyranny. This isn't just a subscription, it's a stand. Be bold. Be informed. Be unfiltered. Join today at StuPeters.tv.
Man, we ain't here for a long time, just a little time, so I wanna make sure it's the best time. I just wanna live it up, I just wanna live it up. I affirm it in the mirror every time I wake up. Give it up, I just gotta give it up. I ain't even gonna stress it, I'm here to have fun. Shake it.
Talked
up,
about it with Jeff Berwick, I talked about it with Jake GTV, talked about it with JJ Carroll. Virtually every guest that we talk about this oppressive system that does not work for you. We talk about this entity that we know as the federal government, which is filled with illegitimate actors and pedophiles and people who have been subverted by the system that then by extension targets you, targets your children, targets them in school, targets the financial wherewithal that families have. And to get out of that, we're constantly talking about remedy. We're going to talk about that financial imprisonment, the CBDCs, the track, trace, and control, the digital IDs, the social credit score. You're an expert in all of this. Carlos Cortez with Cortez Wealth Management. You've got ways to keep people out of this trap.
Absolutely, absolutely. So what we want to do is we want to make sure our principal is protected and we're not in red money things that are fluctuating with the markets. The Fed doesn't even know what they're doing, as you guys know, and they don't even know if they're going to lower interest rates. And unfortunately, a lot of our God-fearing patriots are just out there getting schlep rocked by the bro investors and all the hype. And
when you talk about God-fearing patriots, you're talking about Christians, real Christians, Jesus-believing Christians, right? Not these subversive parasites who have overtaken our country. Actually, Lucas Gage, this subversive guy who's teamed up with Jews to take down Stu Peters. It's their stated goal. We're going to do whatever it takes. We'll team up with Jews. We'll team up with Jew leaders. We'll team up with Jew lawyers and liars. We'll make up lies out of whole cloth. One of the lies that he's made up is that Carlos Cortez is a Jew. Are you a Jew, Carlos?
1,000%. I'm a believer in Jesus Christ. And no, I'm not a Jew.
Yeah. Jesus Christ is in. He's your Lord and Savior. One of the most ridiculous things ever. Aren't you a beaner?
Yeah. Yep. I'm a Puerto Rican proud beaner from Raleigh, North Carolina. Absolutely.
There you go. Yeah.
My father served his country.
I'm not going to waste any more breath on this guy. He's a mindless drone. He's a subversive parasite with sub-60 IQ takes on everything. He's not based in anything. He's a complete liar and a fraud and a retard. The guy says, I'm going to take down the Jew. I'm going to go to war against the Zog. Really? Well, because Birkenorder, this guy whose name is literally written in Hebrew, that's a Jew. You teamed up with this
demonic numbers guy, this other Jew, Gary, this weird guy who can't even sexually satisfy his wife. That's been talked about as well. But anyway, let's talk solutions. Cortez Wealth Management has solutions to keep people out of this financial entrapment for the banking crises. And by the way, also this one world financial governance that's headed our way. What are they?
Yeah, so it's all based on track, trace, and control as AI is taking the cusp of it. I mean, you saw in a video where it's headquartered. I mean, literally it's headquartered in Tel Aviv now, as you know, and they just have this fascination of track, trace, control. We see it in the pharmaceuticals. We see it in academia. We see it in the automobile industry, anything where they can track, trace, control you, definitely in the banking with the FedNow program, and also in the pharmacy sector, the medical sector. We knew back in COVID, we knew back during the scandemic that you couldn't even order food in certain areas of the country without that stupid vaccine card. And that's what all of this is coming down to, is a social credit score. Eventually it's going to be a social credit score. This is what they want on both sides.
You're not allowed to say that. We're going to take your money away from you. You're not allowed to say that. We're going to take your freedom away from you. We're going to lock you up. You're not allowed to say that. We're going to ding you financially, and we're going to fine you millions of dollars for saying these things. You can get out of that system by just going over to CortezWM.com and booking an appointment with the Christian, Jesus-believing, God-fearing patriot, Carlos Cortez, who's a family man. He is a husband. He is a father. This is a guy who puts his children and our country first. I know that. It's why he's a brother of mine. I've hung out with him. I've hung out with his kids and his family. This is a traditional Christian family. And Carlos Cortez is an out-of-the-box thinking entity, actually. They're not like these communists that try to jam you into the box of Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac or Wall Street-approved programs, where they jam you and they say, well, this is all we have to offer you. Best thing for you to do right now is we're going to use stocks and bonds and treasury notes. And like, it's just, it is so fake. It is so fake. Dictated from the second most demonic street in all of the world, Wall Street, second only to Rothschild Boulevard in Tel Aviv. Just go over to CortezWM.com right now, book that appointment, or you can call them in the office anytime. 813-448-3446 is the phone number, 813-448-3446. Book that appointment. It costs you absolutely nothing, could save you everything. Also, green money. What is green money? What is yellow money? What is red money? Do you have red money? Do you know that? GreenMoneySolutions.com. That's a good starting place. We'll be right back. Stick around. Frankie Stocks is up next with the Base Report.
What you listening to, son?
I don't think you like it.
Well, why not? I like this new generation of music. J-Proof is Jew-proof.
J-Proof is Jew-proof.
Over to jproof.ai right now. You can get all of the information on everything J-Proof. Matt Wallace on X just last night started tweeting about this because now it is news. It's news that everybody has remained completely quiet about a remedy and a solution for our movement and for our mission and for our army, and that all of the naysayers and everybody saying that Stu Peters is a scammer, Stu Peters is a rug puller. No, I will never Jew my people. Which is exactly why, after a surge to $200 million market cap value, J-Proof found its legitimate and authentic floor amongst its real holders, real warriors, a real army of based as hell, based warriors. $45 million floor. Yeah, we'll take it. Go to jproof.ai or don'tbeajew.com for more information on everything J-Proof.
Welcome to the Base Report, Frankie Stocks here on the Stu Peters Network. Network. Frankie Stocks coming to you live from here in Washington, D.C. Frankie Stocks here reporting for the Stu Peters Network in Washington, D.C., where we are undercover doing a little bit of reconnaissance.
This is what the Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society wants to take away from you.
Welcome to the Base Report with Frankie Stocks here.
Frankie Stocks has been paying close attention to all of this for us. He joins us now to share more.
Your top three stories in 3 minutes from your Base reporter, Frankie Stocks. This is The Base Report.
All kinds of content, big stories on the network. Of course, we have JJ Carroll, Jeff Berwick. The rest of that conversation can be found you at stupeters.tv. The supporters of this network are the beneficiaries of all kinds of unrestricted content. I'm going to sit down with Jake GTV, who you can find on YouTube as well, for an entire hour. You will also get all of that information. Frankie, I wish I had time for pleasantries today. I just don't. You've got 3 minutes for The Base Report. Go for it.
Okay, Stu, we're going to kick things off today with the latest chapter in the Russo-Ukrainian war. As I'm sure everyone's heard by now, President Trump is set to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin this Friday in Alaska. This is a special one-on-one sit-down meeting. And today, Trump told the media that after this meeting, if Putin does not agree to end the war in Ukraine, then Russia will face severe consequences. Now, I think it's worth noting here, the U.S. is running out of options when it comes to punishing Russia. Trump didn't go into what these consequences could be, but the U.S. has already tried sanctions. The U.S. has already armed Ukraine. We just sent them more weapons last week. The U.S. has already funded Ukraine to the tune of billions of dollars. And whether our government wants to admit it or not, they have already put American troops on the ground in Ukraine. This has been proven by eyewitness testimony and by leaked documents. And there's thousands of Americans right now stationed in Eastern Europe in the area ready to go in and attack when they're given the command. So is that what these severe consequences are going to be? I am personally of the opinion that Trump and his handlers have no interest in ending this war right now. Now, Trump told us he was going to end this war in 24 hours. It's now been nearly 8 months. The war is still raging. And again, my personal opinion is that Trump and his handlers are keeping this war raging so that Russia has not a snowball's chance of acting as any kind of counterweight in the Middle East as Israel goes back to war with Iran and as Israel gobbles up territory belonging to countries that Russia has friendly relations with. Now, moving along.
Yeah, you're damn right they are. They want regime change in Russia more than they want anything. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you're fine. Moving along here. Speaking of Israel, Newsmax, you know, we're always told it's this patriotic, conservative America First news network. Well, they're Israel First traitors. They just had a big party in Israel with Benjamin Netanyahu. Netanyahu came on stage. He thanked everybody at Newsmax for fighting alongside Israel in this information war that's raging. And then Newsmax's CEO, Christopher Ruddy, this guy got up there. He's a supposed Christian Zionist. But guess what? He's an Israeli. He was educated at the Hebrew University of Jerusalem. He hangs out with Shabbat Lubavitch. He was named one of the top 100 Zionists on planet Earth, and he was given the title of Hero Zionist by the Zionist Organization of America. He got
Gross.
On stage, Benjamin Netanyahu standing right behind him, and Christopher Ruddy says, just right breathing down his neck like this, and Christopher Ruddy says, after October 7th, we all became Israelis. So Newsmax, 100% in the tank, just like everyone else on cable news, for Israel, for Bibi Netanyahu. Now, last but definitely not least here, back in the United States, a hijabi has won the title of Miss Wayne County in Michigan, and she has earned the right now to go compete in the Miss Michigan pageant for a chance to compete in the Miss America pageant. So this woman wins this beauty pageant with a bag over her head, defeating a bunch of all-American beauties, and obviously, this is sending a message to the country. The culture war is not over. No matter who's in the White House, you have not won this culture war. The third world invaders we have been inundated with continue taking up residence in this country, continue to take up space in this country, and continue to be used in humiliation rituals against American citizens. Again, you can be an all-American beauty, but guess what? If you're not going to beat a woman with a bag over her head when the social justice warriors say it's time to humiliate Whitey again. Back to you, Stu.
There he is, Frankie Stocks with The Base Report. You're going to find him very soon with a show of his own that will last for an entire hour. It'll be available for everybody. You don't have to pay to see Frankie. We're giving away Frankie for free. Hey, you don't mind if we give you away for free, do you?
No, the more the merrier.
You just want to get that truth out there. I can't imagine as much information as Frankie, as you give us in just 3 minutes every day. Can you imagine the amount of information that you're going to have? And it's very important. You have to know these things so that you can speak about these things from an educated perspective and with conviction because you know you're right. That's The Base Report with Frankie Stocks. We'll be right back as we continue. Stick around.
As Christians in a Christian country, we have a right to be, at minimum, agnostic about the leadership being all Jewishly occupied.
We literally should be at war with fucking Israel 100 times over, and instead we're just sending them money, and it's fucking craziness.
Look at the state of Israel, look at the state of Tel Aviv, and look at the state of Philadelphia. You tell me where this money's going. You tell me who's benefiting from this.
I am prepared to die in the battle fighting this monstrosity that would wish to enslave me and my family and steal away any rights to my property and to take away my God. Go fuck yourself. Will I submit to that?
And if you've got a foreign state, you've got dual citizens in your government, who do you think they're supporting?
God, right now, would you protect the nation of Israel and protect those of us, not just our church, but every church in the world and in this nation that's willing to put their neck on the line and say, we stand with them.
You can look at Trump's cabinet. You can look at Biden's cabinet. It's full of Jews.
Black friend in school. I have nothing against blacks. She has nothing against me. She understands where I'm coming from.
Excuse me, I'm a Jew, and I just like to say that, you know, in our Bible it says that you're like animals.
The Jews crucified our God.